Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 15, Tuesday, 2019, Day 15. Today's topic: Oh, you who lift me up from the gates of death. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 9, verses 13 to 20, Genesis chapter 31, verse 17, to chapter 32, verse 12, Matthew chapter 10, verse 26 to chapter 11, verse 6. Proverbs 3, verses 16 to 18. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, Oh, you who lift me up from the gates of death. How important it is to you of today's Psalm 9, verse 13. Oh, you who lift me up from the gates of death. Have you been lifted up from the gates of death? If you have experienced being saved from the gates of death, do you have a new attitude to care for other people and things? Do you have a new relationship with the Lord that you always long to be with Him? Today's Genesis chapter 31, verse 24, 29, and 42 tells us that God really would act like what it is described in today's Psalm. He listened to the cry of His children and He will act. Those who kill will be killed. God warned Laban not to harm Jacob. God sent many angels to encamp around Jacob to help him and protect him. That's from today's Genesis. Today's Jesus led me to count all those blessings of how He lifted me up from the gates of death many times. The first time, when I was 3 years old. When I was 3 years old, I had an emergency operation to remove my appendix. But the appendix already bursted out and developed to be peritonitis. That was the 50 years. That was the 50s. And 1957, yeah. And hope to be healed was almost zero. I was in Kowloon Hospital for a month. God saved me from the gates of death. Number two, 14 years old. I was in grade 8 and got very bad school report. I wanted to kill myself, but there was an angel told me something very important, and I did not do that foolish act. God saved me from the gates of death. Number three, 32 years old. Michelle and I had a car accident when our car lost control in high speed and ran down the slope of a highway. Michelle and I saw an angel like a big wooden post in front of our car, and it slowed the speed of the car. When we went out of the car at the bottom of the highway bridge, we saw no wooden post nor any sign in the front of the car of hitting anything. God saved Michelle and I from the gates of death. Number four, 40 years old. When I was 47 years old, Michelle got acute leukemia, nearly died, but recovered after 3 chemotherapy. God saved Michelle from the gates of death. And I can name more. How about you? How many times did you experience God saving act to lift you up from the gates of death? Do you believe the promise God gives you now? I will be with you. No one can harm you. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to be very sure that you will be with me and no one or nothing can harm me, because I know you. Be with you and rely on you every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how many times did you experience God's saving act? God's saving acts, to lift you up from the gates of death. Number two, what kind of faith do you have with Jesus? Are you sure that God will be with you and no one or nothing can harm you? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.